The Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement criticizes fresh U.S. military intervention in the region. Said Hassan Nasrallah described the U.S. as the main source of terrorism in the world. He also added that Israel, which enjoys the full backing of Washington, is the main source of terrorism in the region. The U.S. Defense Department says it did not coordinate airstrikes against ISIL in Syria with Damascus. Syria says it was informed by Washington about the imminent airstrikes and that it supports any international effort to combat the ISIL militants. Leader of Yemen's Ansarullah movement says the new government in the country will serve the whole nation and boost national unity. Abdul Malik al-Houthi also thanked the Yemeni army and security forces for the role that they played in the country's revolution. Indirect negotiations on a long-term truce in Gaza have resumed in Cairo between Israeli and Palestinian representatives. Palestinian negotiators want the removal of Israel's blockade of Gaza, while representatives from Tel Aviv are expected to push for the disarmament of Gaza fighters. Vote. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S.-led airstrikes in Syria are illegal because they were not approved by or coordinated with Damascus. He also added that launching airstrikes in a country must be carried out either based on the U.N. Security Council's approval or that country's official request. Iran has unveiled its first unmanned aircraft armed with air-to-air missiles. Deputy Defense Minister Brigadier General Amir Hatami said the drone has been successfully tested and is ready to be delivered to the armed forces. He added that this will significantly boost Iran's capability to detect, track, and target enemy drones. The World Health Organization is warning that the number of Ebola cases will rise to 21,000 by November if nothing is done to curb the outbreak. It has urged affected countries to ramp up their response to the outbreak and strengthen their preparation through simulations and personnel training.